Peace be upon Ibrahim. He is absolute love. This text is not a mere recollection of this martyred hero, but also a testimony to this man's character who sealed his heroics, bravery, and prowess by earning the medallion of martyrdom. Our teenagers and youth are easily impressed by shallow role models in sports or art at a time when they need much more. They find themselves traveling along the path of life, facing such difficult and numerous trials. It is as if there are holes in front of every step they take. In a time where wolves lie in ambush in sheep's clothing, reviewing the lives of Ibrahim and others like him becomes like lights in the darkness of the night, just like our ancestors said. With these stars, we can find our way. Ibrahim graduated from the school of Wilaya, and he became a teacher of these lessons of sincerity, love, and excessive generosity. He took a sip from the cup of the pool of Kauthar's cupbearer and eventually became one of the cupbearers himself. He taught himself how to become victorious over his own nafs. He showed that you can do anything without being infallible, and that even at the peak of freedom, you can still be a slave, but a slave that is bound only to Allah. In the history before the advent of Islam in Iran, an Iranian youth with the characteristics of manliness, heroism, and patriotism stood out from the rest and after its advent by learning virtues such as generosity, purity, chastity, truthfulness, piety, and martyrdom from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. An Iranian youth sparkled across the sky of excellence. He shone to such an extent that even those full of arrogance belonging to the other nations praised him. The era of the Islamic Revolution and the Holy Defense is a witness to these claims. A review of the condition of the Iranian youth in that day and age, under the guidance of a conscious leader, is like looking out at the ocean. Some, by watching its grandeur and beauty, take enjoyment. Others take a step further and, as well as watching, dip their body in the water to take further enjoyment from it. Some are not even content with this, so they jump into the ocean to reach the bottom and search in between the rocks for pearls and jewels. Without a doubt, the jewels and pearls removed from the ocean of the Holy Defense are many. They have become treasures which are worth observing for this honorable country and our religion that we hold dear. There are numerous jewels which are still somewhere in the ocean which the divers are yet to find. It is one of the favors of Allah that every now and then a pearl is displayed to us so that we find out how little we know about these gifts. What have we done and what will we do in the future? Will we make these mortals that are envious of the immortals our role models? Or will we go the other way and disobey our Lord? Creatures resembling humans following another religion and from another hometown have come with beautiful and attractive appearances controlling the waves of the media. They have come to rob our youth of their enthusiasm and religion. These battlefront and holy defense saplings have their roots firmly planted in the soil of Wilaya, which are watered with the pure springs of tears for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. These tears have been flowing through their veins alongside the milk of their mothers. The seal of the kindness of Abbas alayhi salam and the love of Fatima alayhi salam have been stamped on their hearts. Our youth always strive for goodness and searching for good people. Their honesty and permanent love are strongly instilled and unshaken. It's possible that the foreigners beat them temporarily. However, 1 month of Muharram is enough to awaken their existence and conscience, to uproot the enemy's roots. Although the youth may be soft and growing, their roots are earthbound. Ibrahim and people like him truly destroyed the idols of their whimsical desires. Gathering these memories from his life took years. Memories which were narrated by his friends who, like him, are unknown, making the task so difficult. The poet Khawaja Hafiz Shirazi said once, "The route to the beloved's home is riddled with danger. The first condition is that you have to be infatuated with the beloved." We had tens of interviews with his friends and family so that the pages of this golden book about this unknown mystic, lover, compassionate teacher, religious youth from the country of Iran, an unrivaled champion who would always remain humble could be prepared. By the grace of Allah and with the help of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, this book will become a source of inspiration and education for you, dear reader. As a conclusion, we would like to thank everybody who strived to gather this collection of memories, and we are waiting for your thoughts, suggestions, and constructive criticisms so that we can try and make our introduction of the martyrs of this nation better. We remind ourselves that narrating stories are nothing compared to those who went to protect their religion and honor and their country. Salamun ala Ibrahim.